Bonjour, je m'appelle Daniel Bates. Je suis garçon chef de Fairlands Valley Spartans. Tu écoutes à Spartan Matters.
Good evening and welcome to this week's edition of Sparta Matters. I'm Andy and I'm joined today by our head of vice, Nick.
Hi Andy.
And our motivational magnate, Andy Jay.
Good evening.
Okay, so big news this week. Obviously, Fairlands Valley Spartans are back in Division 1. We got promoted in the midweek league. Nick, how was it for you?
Yeah, fantastic achievement. Well done to every Spartan listening to this podcast and everyone who took part. I think the team really did put out the stops in the last race and fantastic performances all round. Obviously, Grant Ramsey won again.
Sir Grant.
Oh, sorry, Eddie. Yes, Sir Grant Ramsey won again, the full sweep.
Yeah, the full sweep. Isn't that probably the first time that's ever been done? So just to let all our listeners know out there, so four midweek league races... and Grant has won each and every one of them. Yes. I don't think that's ever been done before.
Yes, he's first back for the buffet.
Absolutely.
In all four races.
Yeah.
Indeed.
He knows what a completely untouched buffet looks like four times.
Yes.
Yeah. Whereas you don't.
No, I do want to actually see a buffet. But anyway, nothing about that. So Andy, how was your run?
I watched the back of Andy Jay's head for the whole 10K, which was... quite devastating, to be fair. I was thinking the last 1K I could maybe just nick it, but no, he absolutely flew round the corner and that was it.
I must admit, one thing that I did notice, there's a great series of photographs of the evening taken by
Dutch Anne.
Dutch Anne, from Holland. And I must admit, the photograph for you, Mr. J, you know, I just seem so determined ever since that time you beat that bin in Bristol.
Yeah, that famous bin.
Yeah.
I was very, very determined. Well, look at the field behind me in that picture that was taken by Anne so professionally. The field were gathering behind me ready to take me in the last 200 metres.
It was like the lions in the Serengeti after the wildebeest that just couldn't quite make it.
Yep.
But he out-sprinted us. He kicked and he went.
It's all thanks to the quality of the coaching on the track on a Saturday morning.
Those lions couldn't catch AJ the wildebeest.
I would like to single out those excellent coaches on a Saturday morning because... obviously, the sprint finish is key, and it crops up every time in every race you're doing. And having that confidence to kick finish at the end is great for me, and it holds me in good position ahead
Absolutely.
Of Rio.
Now, talking of track, I believe you've been having a go at the EVAC.
Oh, yes.
No, Nick, before we go into
it, a go.
What does EVAC stand for now you know? Now you're a member of EVAC.
Oh, Eastern Vets Athletics Championship.
Vets.
Yeah. Okay, brilliant. Good.
Yeah, I don't know.
We've got that clarified. Good news.
I'll test,
Anyway.
Yes.
Tell us about EVAC.
Yeah.
Fantastic. You know, the event took part at the Sandy International Arena.
Yeah.
One of the premier Diamond League athletic tracks.
One of the best known.
I've noticed you've got a scar on your arm.
Yes, I took part in the long jump. It was jump one. I was jumping for Spartans, asked the Spartans' key jumper of the evening.
Yeah.
I sprinted down the runway, hit the board perfectly, flew like a gazelle into the sandpit.
Realising the sandpit wasn't open yet.
Yeah, but the sandpit was there.
Oh, right.
Did you land on the rake? Was that a rake mark?
No. I landed, it was a perfect landing, the crowd roared, I got up, then my legs turned to jelly, fell over and cut my arm.
From your legs turning to jelly.
I think it was the nerves, the anticipation, all that build up, all that training.
Wasn't any of the drugs you'd taken?
No comment.
Interesting.
So is it one jump?
One jump.
One landing, one bandage.
one bandage. I went to the medical team and they bore me out the rest of the jumps.
So you landed in the sand?
I did land in the sand, but then fell on the concrete.
Because there was concern, actually, in the warm-ups you weren't going to reach the sand.
Yeah, but I managed to reach the sand. Yeah.
Well done.
But even with an injury, I still took part in the 4x100 metre relay.
Ah, okay. Right. What leg did you run?
I ran the first leg.
You ran the left leg.
It was myself, Barry King, Mark Cheadle, and Chris Westcott. Fantastic team of four sprinters.
Those names just roll off the tongue, don't they? You got King, you got Cheadle, you got Westcott and Whitcomb. Yeah. I mean, that's a great combination to take.
The dream team, isn't it?
Dream team. Yeah. Our changeovers were like...
Especially with Barry King.
Smooth as butter, they were.
Yeah. I'm a big fan of Barry King. Some of our listeners were.
Very photogenic.
Yeah,
very photogenic.
Everyone's family, Barry King. Our club photographer, Anne, was there again.
Was she?
Yes, got a fantastic photograph of me in my one jump. So.
Anne does travel well.
Oh, yes, she takes a fantastic picture.
Because she's from the continent, that's why.
Yes, it was Swedish Anne, she was there. So.
Okay. What's next, guys? So
there's a lot going on in the calendar coming up.
Okay.
So it's a very exciting time, as it always is.
Oh, yes.
So first up this weekend, we've got the Race for Life on the 12th.
Okay, yep.
And on the same day, a few of us will be taking the very short trip to the Wear 10 Miles, which, again, is a very popular race. And by the way, to all our listeners, places are still open if you're interested. Costs are very low. It's a lovely run between Harford and Wear. Recommend it.
Okay. Yeah, I'm also running the Wear 10, but if you're unable to run...
Yeah.
Where? Why not get yourself down to Fairlands Showground and help at the Race for Life? Yeah. I've helped there in past years. Fantastic day.
Yeah.
They're really inspirational. And you see all the ladies, we spend it in pink. Running
fantastic.
Around.
Sounds great.
Give it 100%.
Great chance to do something for charity.
Yep. Fantastic cause.
Good point.
Fantastic day. So get in touch with Paul Holgate and get your name down to help.
Okay, week after, I believe we've got the challenge, haven't we? Fairlands Valley Challenge weekend.
Oh, yes.
The big day in the calendar of the Spartans, the Blue Ribbon event.
Yeah, we've got a 6 mile on a Saturday.
Yep, Saturday
and
afternoon.
And then I believe we're helping at registration, aren't we?
Yep, from 4 a.m.
From 4 a.m. Everybody's going to be doing the ultra that sees me.
Yeah, that's
even
right.
Even if they want to or not.
Yeah. So what a brilliant event that is that the club puts on.
Oh, it's unbelievable. I
was going to say, so Liam and Maddie leading that show. We've got athletes coming into it from all over the country. It's advertised nationally and people enter from all over. It's quite a buzz.
It's a fantastic day. I'll say a big well done to Liam so far and Maddie on the work preparing for it. And
I've got a couple of really good new initiatives, like you said, Andy, the 6 miler on a Saturday, which is great. And then you've even got an opportunity to do 4 different distances on the Sunday, including the ultra.
Yeah.
Some people, for a bit of a fun thing to be doing, are doing both Saturday and a Sunday. So
really,
yeah,
that's the ultra.
They
ultra.
Do the
why not?
Eh? Is that like the one in the States, the Goofy Challenge around Disney? Yep. They do a half and a marathon, don't they?
That's Liam's thinking.
Is it?
Running.
Good planning.
Running festival.
So, I can see it's being expanded further next year.
Yep. So good buzz. So if you're free on July the 19th, get yourself along.
Or the 18th now as well.
Or the 18th, get yourself along. Distances from 6 miles all the way up to ultra.
Okay, I'll
say one thing about the challenge. There's a certain Spartan who's taking part in it.
If
I mention it. I'll go out running with Group C on a Sunday, and a certain individual called Ian Alexander. Okay. He's running his first marathon. He's then just joined the club turn of the year. Running for charity, he's raised over £5,000 so far.
Wow. That's unbelievable.
So good luck to Ian, and good luck to every other Spartan who's running at the challenge.
And on that note, we're going to close now for the night. So thank you very much for your time. Thank you very much for listening. I'm Andy. I'll see you next time.
And a big thanks to Anne from Spain for the photographs she's taken last week.
Spain, okay.
Spain, was it? Switzerland?
She's from Denmark.
Denmark, sorry, yeah.
Anyway, we'll be off.
Okay, good night.
Good night from me.
Good night.